A different kind of deal may be coming to a supermarket near you. America's two largest grocery chains want to merge as Kroger plans to buy Albertsons. And with soaring food prices, this consolidation should face tough scrutiny from federal regulators. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Put together, Kroger and Albertsons have nearly 5,000 stores, including Safeway, Ralph's, Harris Teeter, Fred Meyer. They employ over 700,000 workers. Their merger, worth almost $25 billion, is colossal, says Russell Redman, managing editor at Supermarket News.
It basically will shake up the playing field.
Grocery shopping has faced big changes. You no longer have to go to a traditional supermarket to stock up. There's big box stores, online delivery, even those fast-growing dollar stores. The reigning king of food in America is Walmart, which sells more groceries than Kroger and Albertsons combined. The two have now decided to join their regional forces into a national giant.
We've never in the U.S. had a national supermarket chain.
Rahul Sharma is a retail analyst at Neve Capital. He says in many ways that didn't seem to matter. U.S. grocery markets are pretty local, and in any given region, smaller competitors tend to grab a sizable share.
Historically, that's been more than enough.
Neither Kroger nor Albertsons is a struggling retailer. They did really well in the pandemic. But Redman points to something else that ballooned in the pandemic, online grocery shopping, which demands big investments from Kroger and Albertsons.
Right now, the online model is not profitable. So you need the bigger scale to kind of build out that network and start bringing this model closer to profitability.
Grocery chains operate on razor-thin margins, so Kroger and Albertsons argue that together they'll be able to slice costs and maybe negotiate better deals with suppliers. They promise to pass on some savings to shoppers and to their workers, though critics are not buying that. They worry also about the impact on smaller rivals, and first, the companies have to convince federal regulators.
They're going to face a great deal more skepticism about the potential benefits of the consolidation.
Bill Kovacic is a former Federal Trade Commission lawyer and chair who points out the deal will face review as growing food prices are driving up inflation. He also notes Kroger and Albertsons will face antitrust regulators in the Biden administration who have particularly pushed back against mega deals.
They're going to get a much closer look than earlier transactions received in this sector.
The companies are trying to get ahead of that scrutiny by promising to spin off dozens of stores in places where they currently overlap. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.